Good morning. Isn't it a great day here in St. Benedict's? I'm John Steinbauer, if we haven't met. I'm the one that's in charge of the military ministries for St. Benedict's, but I found out a long time ago in the military, what you do is you get good, smart people around you that are smarter than you are, and you get out of the way. And I found that true this morning. Shelby Decker and her family actually did most of the work getting everything decorated and making everything very nice. So let's give them a round of applause. The St. Benedict's Military Ministry recognizes and honors veterans. The men and women of St. Benedict's, their friends and family, whether active, retired, reserve, or even a disabled veteran. They are recognized on our Military Honor Roll Board, which is in the Narthex, and it displays the pictures of those people that we would like to recognize. We also recognize these individuals at appropriate times during the worship services and holidays such as Memorial, Veterans, and Armed Forces Day. We ask the parish members to contact these individuals on the bulletin board and send their thanks for their service to the nation and prayers for their safe travel and well-being. I would like all veterans that are here this morning to please stand and be recognized. And just as important is the families of those veterans. You also please stand and be recognized. Thank you. Yesterday was Armed Forces Day and begins Armed Forces Week. So today we celebrate all those who served and are serving. This week, as we come into Memorial Day weekend, remember those who have given their lives for our country and freedom. We remember them as well as their families. Their strength, courage, and dedication are the core examples of what makes America great. Today, we are very pleased to have Dr. Du Hua with us as our guest speaker. He was born in the war zone of Vietnam in the early 60s and lived through the war with the fall of Saigon and through several years under cruel communist rule. All along with the waves of those boat people, he finally escaped after 11 attempts. 11 attempts. He finally escaped in June of 1981 and found freedom in the United States of America in September of 1982. Utilizing the freedom and opportunities of this great nation, he was able to go to school and learn English as a second language in multiple churches. He was grateful for his new country and joined the United States Navy in 1987, where he serves as a jet engine mechanic on aircraft carrier USS America and supported the Persian Gulf War and Desert Storm operations. After the Navy, he returned to college and graduated with a Doctor of Pharmacy with a certification in nuclear pharmacy. He now lives in Fort Lauderdale with his family and has an incredible story to tell us. Please welcome Dr. Hua to our service.
Thank you. Welcome. My name is Dr. Du Hua. I'm from Vietnam. I'm so humble and proud to be in this church of God. Today, we gathering here for the time of remembrance. And today, we would like to reflect the service and the sacrifice, the fallen of our men and women, the one who gave all to our beloved nation. It's about 148 years ago, we had Decoration Day for this holy time. People would go to decorate the grave of comrades who died in defense of our country. Then, it's about a century later, the Decoration Day was changed to the Memorial Day, which we endure every single year. Furthermore, the significant emphasis on this day of remembrance went beyond in the name of honoring our fallen. We would like to hold the bloodshed of our fighting men and women dearly in our hearts, so it would be never forgotten. Just like the poem of this gracious lady, Mona Michael, in 1915, we cherish too the poppy red that grows on fields where valor led. It seems to signal to the skies that blood of heroes never dies. Dear Father Cudier and the church, dear Lieutenant Colonel John Steinbauer, and my fellow Americans, we will never forget the bloodshed of our Jesus Christ, who died for us on the cross thousands of centuries ago. And we will also never forget the bloodshed of our men and women who died for us to protect our freedom for more than 200 years since the birth of our nations. And I'm so proud wearing the red poppy on my shirt today. Talking about freedom, we bow our head for the ones who fought for us, and we sympathize with millions who are being oppressed around the world, including Vietnam, as we speak. I remember how my 11 attempts of escape for my freedom. Please let me take you with me to this escape. That night was the darkest night. I was sitting in the room with many others, and we were waiting for the right time to go to the boat. I waited and waited, and suddenly I heard a loud noise from the main door, which then put open. I stood up and looked out my room. I saw the man with a long rifle in his hand. I immediately recognized the Viet Cong police. I turned to the back door and ran out of the house as quickly as I could. The fear was tremendous, and the panic was unbelievable. I was so scared because I knew I would get shot, killed, or captured and sent to the deep jungle for the hard labor by the communists of Vietnam. Then another escape. I was taken to the deserted beach that looked like a jungle in the shallow water in the middle of the night. I was told that I get off this little canoe and stand on this jungle beach alone and wait for the boat to come to pick me up. I stood in this water throughout the entire night. Every minute passed seemed like the whole day living in darkness. And the cold wind kept hitting me to my shaking body. It was 4 hours past, but I didn't see any boat came and picked me up, I realized that I was abandoned. I looked up to the dark sky, and I prayed to God to help me to safety. I started walking on this muddy and chilling water for hours until I saw the dry land. I looked to the horizon and saw a little sunlight at the end of the sky. I whispered to God and thanked him for his guidance. And here is another escape. This time I was on the boat. The night was chosen, and we proceeded to execute our mission as it just past midnight. Our fishing boat was approached to the shallow water of the beach. Every second was a moment of tremendous fear, anxiety, and nervosity. Finally, we shot a good signal to indicate that all the little canoes carrying all the escapees were coming. I felt so excited because this was so real. Just several minutes later, about 15 canoes loaded with men, women, and children surrounded the main boat. The situation became chaos and disorder in the middle of the night. I thought I would never see the horror in the water, the screaming and yelling of everyone trying to get on board quickly because everybody was so afraid to get left behind. I thought this little boat with 102 men, women, and children would get capsized in this shallow water. But somehow, some way, with God's help, we managed and had the breakthrough so we could get the boat underway without the notice of the local communist regime. As the boat was heading to the open water, I looked far to the horizon. I vaguely saw the cap of Vũng Tàu, where I lived. And this also was where I had my first love, but I had to leave her behind. With my eyes closed, I looked down and whisper, "I'm sorry, my love. I had to escape the communists without you." I noticed so much tears in my eyes at the boat running with full speed. We sailed for 5 days and nights in the deep sea with strong winds and big waves, and this tiny, unworthy watercraft did not reach our destinations. We were lost. Water and food running out. Fuel almost gone, and the worst storm was about to come. People on the boat knew they were facing imminent death. We began praying to God and asking God to take our souls to heaven so our bodies could sink to the deepest ocean floor. Then came the evening of the fifth day. We suddenly saw a very small dot from a long distance, and then suddenly it appeared quickly as we saw a big ship approaching us. 102 human lives were rescued. As I set to my very first step on that ship, I kneel down and look above. I thank you, God, for saving me, saving my people. For the boat people, our desperate journey was full of great horror and danger. Our little helpless boat were not just facing strong storm and big wave, we were also facing the worst nightmare from the Thai pirates, the animal cruelty, inhumane pirates. They beaten robbed everyone and raped the women in front of their husbands and families. And then in many cases, they just killed the entire helpless people on board. I was so fortunate and blessed. In September 1982, I finally had an airplane ticket to come to the United States of America. I knew I was about to reach my destination, the destination of the land for freedom. This was how I remember the way I obtained my freedom. But that's not all. I arrived here in America on the very first day. I have a full plan ahead. I started walking with a long distance to multiple churches and began learning my English. I then got my GED and junior college degree. I knew that my English was good enough. Then I would like to help protect freedom here in America. I joined the United States Navy. I joined the Navy so that I could serve and give back to my great new motherland. Yes, I was standing tall side by side with my fellow servicemen and women to help protect our beautiful and decent world of free enterprise and democracy. I was so proud and happy to serve my new country on the magnificent aircraft carrier called USS America. Just what a beautiful name. Ladies and gentlemen, freedom was so precious. And I even remember that I enjoyed my freedom when I was just a small boy. I remember I saw my Vietnam veterans in my country in the late 60s and the early 70s. I saw them in my village scouting and fighting the enemies. I saw them standing tall heroically with South Vietnamese soldiers defending us against the communists. I saw helping the sick and the injured Vietnamese people. I saw them protecting my village and making me and other children laugh. They brought the freedom and security to my village. They are our angels. Thank you. Thank you to all our Vietnam veterans. But I could not thank you enough. In this holy memorial time, I would like to commemorate all our veterans. There's more than 58,000 members of American officers make their ultimate sacrifice in fighting the freedom of Vietnam alone. May God bless their souls. There was more than 662 American prisoners of war in the Vietnam War alone. How could you ever begin to imagine what our POWs could gradually endure the barbaric treatment of the communists of Vietnam, the brutality of the cruel, ruthless communists caused the great pain and suffering were far beyond any descriptions. My POWs, thank you for your service and sacrifice. There's also more than 1,000 missing in action in the Vietnam War alone. Decades have passed, but the agonies were still with their families. Today, I would like to thank to all those brave souls who ultimate sacrifice have made the world a better place for all humanity. Our fathers have fought our country upon the noble principle, freedom, liberty, and justice for all. To all American veterans and families, thank you for all your service and sacrifice. May God bless all our veterans, and may God bless all the souls of our fallen, and may them live forever in the mansion of the Lord. May God bless the United States of America. Thank you. Thank you, and welcome home. Welcome home.